Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, March 28th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, tech, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know 94 years ago, today in 1930, Constantinople was renamed as Istanbul. The ancient city in modern-day Turkey was first settled in the 7th century BC, and Constantinople developed into a thriving port thanks to its prime geographic location between Europe and Asia and its natural harbor. In AD 330, it became the site of Roman Emperor Constantine's New Rome, a Christian city of immense wealth and magnificent architecture. Constantinople stood as the seat of the Byzantine Empire for the next 1,100 years, enduring periods of great fortune and horrific sieges, until being overrun by the Ottoman Empire in 1453. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect waves to reach chest to shoulder high, with early light wind turning moderate and onshore by afternoon. Friday brings waist to chest high waves, with potential for head high sets at standout spots. The weekend forecast includes increasing west-northwest swell and deteriorating conditions with a notable southerly wind swell on Saturday. Surf decreases into Monday, improving slightly by Tuesday. Thursday in Encinitas and North County, it's looking fair at 2 to 4 feet, then tapering off and becoming unrideable after 11. So get out there early, my friends. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m. with a 3-foot incoming tide, when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 17 seconds, and the onshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide Thursday will be 4 feet at 11:30 a.m., with a 2-foot low tide at 5. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning, it's cloudy and feels like 53 degrees with 4 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:06 and will rise again tomorrow at 6:39. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 60 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 55. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday offers partly sunny skies, a high of 59 degrees, and light southwest wind. Nighttime may bring slight rain with a low of 53. Saturday is rainy, possibly heavy, with a high of 58. Sunday forecasts showers and possible afternoon thunderstorms with a high of 59 and low of 53. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, tonight at Petco Park, the iconic home of the San Diego Padres is offering Aztecs fans a unique opportunity to cheer on the SDSU men's basketball team during the Sweet 16 game of the NCAA tournament. After the Padres' home opener today, the park will broadcast the San Diego State vs. UConn game on their big screens, allowing fans to experience the excitement right after the baseball game. We've got some sun, we've got some baseball, and we've got the tourney. What else could you ask for? What a great day to be in sunny San Diego. Now on to sports. It's opening day in Major League Baseball, the day that brings unparalleled excitement, with nearly every team stepping onto the field. This year, despite rain pushing back two games to Friday, the lineup of matchups remains highly anticipated. From the Braves taking on the Phillies, featuring an exciting pitching duel between Spencer Strider and Zach Wheeler, to the Giants facing the Padres, with Logan Webb facing Yu Darvish, each game is packed with potential. It's a day filled with promise for fans, offering a glimpse into what the season could bring. Let's play too. Last night in local sports, the Lakers on the road beat the Grizzlies 136-124. And the Clippers, also on the road, beat the 76ers 108-107. Tonight, the Padres are at home to take on the Giants. And in national hockey, the Kings are on the road in Edmonton to take on the Oilers. And the Ducks are on the road in Seattle to take on the Kraken. In top news, Amazon.com is significantly boosting its commitment to Anthropic, an artificial intelligence startup, with an additional $3 billion investment. This investment increases Amazon's total stake in the company to $4 billion. Anthropic, recognized for developing advanced AI tools for text generation and analysis, was established by ex-OpenAI employees, including siblings Daniela and Dario Amodei. This collaboration not only strengthens Amazon's ties with Anthropic, but also integrates Amazon's technological infrastructure, including Amazon Web Services and custom computer chips, into Anthropic's operations. Anthropic, which also collaborates with Google, has emerged as a major player in the AI sector, focusing on creating chatbots like Claude, with an emphasis on safe and responsible AI development. In business news, crypto stocks like MicroStrategy and Coinbase are poised for a potential short squeeze, according to analysts. With $11 billion in total short interest focused heavily on these companies, they represent 84% of bearish bets in the sector. The crowded nature of these short positions sets the stage for a short squeeze, where a price rally could force short sellers to cover their positions, driving prices even higher. Despite bearish sentiment, MicroStrategy and Coinbase have seen significant gains this year, challenging short sellers. Analysts highlight the risk of crowded short trades, especially as these stocks continue to rally, possibly leading to substantial losses for those betting against them. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $70,000. Ethereum is at $3,500. And Solana is $183. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Japan's Smart Lander moon probe has once again astounded scientists by surviving a second harsh lunar night, transmitting new images back to Earth. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency celebrated this achievement, highlighting the lander's resilience despite its challenging landing angle, which misaligned its solar panels. Unlike the American lander Odysseus, which failed to wake after the lunar night, the Japanese lander, nicknamed the Moon Sniper for its precision landing technology, aims to explore parts of the moon's mantle exposed in a crater. This success marks a positive turn for Japan's space endeavors following previous setbacks. And in entertainment news, Ryan Gosling, riding high from a successful 2024, has launched a new production banner called General Admission in partnership with Jess Henderson, a veteran of Apple and FACO. They secured a 3-year first-look film deal with Amazon MGM Studios, focusing on narrative features for both theatrical and streaming releases, some starring Gosling. This collaboration aims to create memorable stories, leveraging Henderson's diverse experience and Gosling's unique perspective as a producer. This venture marks a reunion with Courtney Valenti, now at Amazon, with whom Gosling worked on the blockbuster Barbie. Gosling's current projects include the Oscar-nominated Barbie and the upcoming Fall Guy, showcasing his continued impact in the film industry. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, in honor of opening day, our quote comes from Yogi Berra. And the great Hall of Fame catcher said, "Love is the most important thing in the world, but baseball is pretty good too." And that's a wrap for this morning. Remember to stay tuned tomorrow for more news and updates. Have an amazing day, my good friends.
Okay.